This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are down in the state in recent days. That could be because the effects of Thanksgiving get-togethers haven't shown up yet. But state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy says there's a more likely reason.
All of those things that were implemented leading up to Thanksgiving and during Thanksgiving are having an impact here.
That is, government restrictions, physical distancing, and mask wearing have been effective. Museums in Denver are reopening as the city eases some restrictions. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Museums that had been closed by the red level public health order are now reopening thanks to amended guidance in Denver. Museums like History Colorado, the Kirkland Museum, and Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver can once again welcome guests inside. There are still some restrictions. Capped attendance, time tickets, and social distancing measures are still in effect. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Boulder is testing a new electric vehicle charging system that could reduce the city's energy bills. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Typically, electric vehicles pull power from the grid while charging, and it stays in the car. Boulder is trying something a little different. A car parked at a city rec center will be charged overnight while demand is low, and then the rec center will pull power from the car during the day when demand is high. City officials hope that will even out electricity demand and maybe even save some money too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Boulder and Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 30s with more snow possible through the day. This is CPR News.